November 27th, Tuesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 14 to 19. This particular reading speaks about a heavenly creature who has a gold crown upon his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. He's coming to wreak vengeance upon the earth. There's a rabbinic saying, as the sin, so the punishment. That if somebody chooses to say a lot of lies, then that person becomes a liar. If somebody chooses to gossip a lot, that person becomes a gossip. The sin already carries the kernel of its own punishment. But there is a time when we'll reap the fruits that we've sown, that we'll pay the consequences of the good choices or bad choices that we've made. And that's the judgment at the end of time. And so this is talking about that time when God will allow us to experience what we've chosen. Again, it's not God who sends us to hell. We choose to send ourselves to hell through our evil choices. Likewise, God offers us heaven, and we choose heaven by our loving choices. The gospel is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. It speaks about the end of the world and what we can expect before the end of the world. Jesus, first of all, speaks about the temple and its destruction, that not one stone would be left upon another. But then he talks about how there'll be a time when they say, there he is, here he is. There'll be wars and insurrections. There'll be signs in the heavens, earthquakes, famines, plagues that will happen in all places. When are these things going to occur? They occur all the time. When should we be ready for the end of the world? All the time. In the book of Revelation, it talks about mountains exploding, stars falling from the sky, sun turns black, moon turns red. Mountains exploding are volcanoes, stars falling from the sky, meteors. Sun turns black is an eclipse, moon turns red, a harvest moon. When do these things happen? All the time. When should we be ready for the end of the world? All the time. We might be talking about the end of the world as we know it, or we might be talking about our own personal end of the world, the day we'll die. We don't know how long we'll live. We don't know how much time we have. A good rule of thumb is nothing left unsaid, nothing left undone. That every day should be lived as if it's our last day, because we just don't know if we'll have another chance. And so we take every moment as precious, and we use it as a moment in which we make a choice for God's kingdom and not against it. In terms of when the end of the world will come, will it come in December when the Mayan calendar comes to an end? Well, if we're really Christians, we would think that's great because we'll be with Jesus in heaven. Now, when I used to give parish missions, I would ask people who wants to go to heaven, and everyone in church would raise his or her hand. And then I would say, who wants to go tonight? And all the hands would fly down all of a sudden. Most of us want to go to heaven, but we're not quite ready yet. It's kind of like St. Augustine who said, Lord, grant me chastity, but not yet. Well, the same thing is true with a lot of us, and we have to be careful about that, because our Christian calling is to want to be with Christ in heaven. Our attitude should be that of St. Paul in the letter to the Philippians, where he says, if God wants me to die now and go to heaven, that's great. But if God wants me to live, that's great too. And I'm not sure which is better. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.